Well, smack my ass and shave my balls. It's the best damn podcast from Chippewa Falls.
Tanner, here's what the viewers want to know. How many socks are stood up around your room?
Tennis matches.
Are we going
tennis
live?
Matches.
Yeah, we got to flip that on.
You never heard of it, but we have to wait for that story with Tanner with the tennis matches.
All right.
Yeah, that's a different story. That's totally...
He'll know exactly.
Yep.
Hey, you ever see a tennis match? Yep. He'll know exactly what the fuck you're talking about.
Good, I'm excited.
He's probably not going to elaborate on it, though.
No.
He really can't.
He can.
Well, no, because we're not up there.
Well, I know, but.
I mean, he can.
I think Ma already knows.
No, she's got a teenage son. She knows.
She's probably the one picking up the fucking statue socks off the floor.
Oh, my God.
Yikes.
Yeah. Welcome.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Tales from the Hicks.
We're here. And
we are on the air.
On there. The air.
Nice. I like it. It happens to be 47 degrees.
Okay.
Good. 14 miles an hour is the wind.
From?
The east.
From the east.
Feels like?
42.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cold.
Yeah, and it's... going to only drop throughout the day.
Oh.
Yeah. Because the rain. It's rain's pushing in. Rain temperature down. Mm. So, yep. And if you need an update later, look out your window.
Mm. Well, yeah.
What if I don't have a window? Can I talk to you?
You can, yeah.
You have a front door?
Shoot me a message. Give me a call. I'll give you a little bit of an update.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have any windows. I live in a bunker. So.
Oh, you're a Doomsday Prepper.
Yeah, ready for the zombie apocalypse.
Guys.
Oh.
I actually just saw this morning you can order a house from Amazon,
mm-hmm.
and then it folds out. And
yep.
We can buy one of those cargo ship things.
Yeah.
Shipping container.
Yeah. Sure. They're like, what, $5,000 or $6,000?
I have one of those buried in the backyard.
Oh, is that? Oh, nice.
Right. Nice.
It's my fallout bunker.
I like it. I like it. So now I know where I can go. Hi. Mm-hmm. You got room for a couple?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
We got a whole little community ready down there.
Really?
Yeah. I actually sleep on 20-pound bags of rice, you know, because I'm a prepper.
Wow. You got to do that.
Yeah.
Is that where your rainwater feeds into a filtration system?
Yeah, the only bad thing is when I wet the bed, then it's a bag of rice down.
Yep. Yeah. Ben, you got a bucket down there? No. You're going to have to get one.
Even in my bunker, I won't shit in a bucket.
You're going to need a bunker. You're going to need a bucket.
Negative, Ghost Rider.
I have a bucket in mine.
Ixnay on the Ucket Bay.
Mm-hmm. All right, so welcome. Okay,
welcome to the Tales from the Hicks. What do we want to start with first?
It's up to you guys.
If it feels good, do it.
If it feels good, do it. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Well, it means if you're doing it and it feels right, just keep doing it. And if you're not doing it right, you're doing it wrong. No.
So if it doesn't,
if it feels good, do it. And if it doesn't, you're doing it wrong.
What about today?
We're not talking about that. I thought we were going to be on the camera.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't bring it.
Oh no, that's fine. I was just like, I noticed that usually they're
that's my bad.
Green light.
Oh, yeah. But
perfect.
That's on me.
I was just talking about the little additional speakers that we normally have.
Microphones.
Yeah, the microphones.
They're not here.
Yep.
No. Yeah, I didn't bring them. It's on me.
It happens.
Yeah, no. Read lips.
I know sign language.
Good job.
Well, they do closed captioning on the YouTube video. You can get closed captioning on there. So.
Oh, yeah. Worst thing ever. But, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you know, for somebody that can't hear, it's probably not the worst thing ever.
Yeah. You folks that like us that can't read, you're going to be fucked.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Apologies in advance.
So, what do you want to jump into?
Well, if it feels good, do it. Yep. If it doesn't, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
If it doesn't feel good, you're doing it wrong.
Yep.
So we're okay.
Yep.
All right. Should we just go down the list then?
Sure.
That's all there is to that?
There's nothing... there's more to
that. No, that's it. That's just it.
Oh, okay. We don't want to.
No, I don't know.
You made me talk about a bucket.
I didn't make anybody talk about
bullshit.
No, that's just something that.
That's a story that deserved to be told.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him jerking and gherkin? That's what that means.
Does it?
Yeah, yeah. But I didn't say it like that.
I don't have a dirty mind. I would have never gone in that direction.
No.
Oh, please. Oh, please.
Bitch, please. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume you've all been there. I mean, if you're doing something and it feels good, you just
keep going. No, that's a sin in the eyes of the Lord. I would never do anything like
especially
that.
Especially on a Sunday.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but just shut the door. He won't see it.
Nope.
He's always there.
I don't think that's how it works.
No? Mm-mm.
No, I don't think you can shut the door on the Lord.
No.
Oh, that's what I did.
Jesus said you cannot shut the Lord on my light, son. Can't happen.
Oh, that's right.
The reverend is here.
There is a reverend here.
Reverend Ben.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, going to
hell. Amen, brother.
He's always watching. Kind of like Santa, except he can kill you.
Oh.
Yeah. Remember that the next time you're abusing yourself.
Yeah. Okay.
He's watching. He's judging.
I'm not going to be able to do it the same now.
Well, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah. So, yeah, but if it feels good, do it, though.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, and if not, you're doing it wrong.
You're doing it wrong.
Unless you like bad feelings or pain, then maybe you're doing it right. Although, I guess if you like it, it feels good. So the story still holds true.
Just do it.
Yeah. I won't overthink it. I apologize.
Yeah. No, don't.
Okay. My bad.
Right. Good. Well, I'm glad we got that one.
Got that all straightened out.
Woofed out.
Maybe put a disclaimer in there for Skeeter and Chubbs. Don't listen to the last 3 minutes.
That seems like a long time. 3 minutes.
Oh, I don't know. I was just thinking. Still, my head was still stuck on socks.
Tube socks?
Yeah. Lacey is getting laundry ready, and all of a sudden you heard glass breaking. Sorry, I just dropped on a Tanner's socks. Don't worry about it.
That teenage boy age.
Yeah.
And man. I suppose we've all been at it.
Teenager. Yeah.
Does it really stop, though, when you grow up? I mean,
once I found Jesus, then it all went away. But that's before then,
that's a good point.
I can still remember when I found my dad's stash when I was a kid.
Dude, I was thinking about that today. I'm not even
you found his dad's stash?
No, not your dad's stash. My dad's stash. I want to tell you that story,
too. Let's hear it.
All right.
We have time.
So they were in a band, right? They played in a band. And so they play all over. It just happened. We were at McDonald High School. And at that time, we just lived down the road from McDonald, probably, I don't know what, half a mile, three quarters of a mile, maybe. I don't remember.
You're looking at me like I remember something.
Perry Street?
40 years ago. I can hardly remember what I did last week.
You weren't there, though, but you know where we lived.
You weren't there. Why do you not know what I'm talking about?
No, at the down the
totally store. Your fault.
Okay, anyway.
Anyway.
So it was Elmer. It was Scott. It was Brian and Jeff.
Which are all cousins.
They're all cousins, yep. So I think Elmer's, what, 3, 4 years older, 4 years older than me? And then they must be maybe 4 years older than him. Anyway, we were all at McDonald High School there, and they were playing, Grandpa and Dad, they were all playing in the band for a wedding. And they're like, hey, Jason, we should go back to your house. Because they all knew, because they were right at that age, 16.
How old were you?
I don't know. Maybe 8 to 10 years old, maybe somewhere in there. So I knew about these magazines.
Mm.
But they knew about the magazines. So anyway, we walked back to the house, and Jason, you know those magazines your dad had? I'm like, yeah, I know. You know where they are? Yeah. So I go into the closet, and they're up on the top shelf up there. Pull them out. There they go into the living room.
Who got out the box of crackers?
Yeah, well, they made me go sit. And they made me go sit in my bedroom. Those fuckers. And then there they sit. they might even snuck a beer from my dad or whatever, and they're drinking beer and looking at Playboy.
Did you, being that you knew where they were, did you look at them prior to this day?
No, because my dad always said, you cannot go in there. I respected that, so yeah. I knew what it was, but I never...
How'd you know they were there if he said you can't go in there?
Because even when a kid is not listening, they're listening.
Oh, okay.
So I know what's going on.
Tenfold.
You know, so I kind of figured out after the, you know, talking about sure. magazines and
yep.
what the hell, what is all about the magazines and...
Yeah. Nudie magazine day.
We are for those guys. I was new. I had to go sit in my room.
I was like,
I never took a magazine in there, but
no,
they all had them out in the living room.
Yeah, I must have been.
No, you were. I don't know. You were four, maybe then.
He was probably on Mama's milk. Still, oh,
he still is. Yeah, he's still sucking.
Was this
the
last
tit.
Week we're talking about? No,
last night.
Mama.
Carry on.
So did you? So then afterwards, you all went back to the school?
Yeah, we all went
or?
Back to the school then. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Huh. Interesting.
And finished out the band out there, Polka.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I must. Did have you ever been, get to hear? Did you ever hear them play at all or no?
I want to say that I did, but I don't know. Like, I don't remember specifically where it was, mm-hmm. but I'm almost sure that I did.
Yeah, they're all over. They're pretty big back in the 80s for sure. Yeah.
What did your dad do?
Trumpet.
Okay.
And then he sang. Sing.
Did you play a little bit of the drums too, or no?
No.
No?
That was Bob.
Bob Schmidt.
Oh, yeah.
Bob.
Same Jacob guy that taught me how to drive.
He taught you how to drive?
Yeah, he was my driving instructor.
Oh, at the Chi High.
Yep, sure yep. was.
Really?
And after what, last week or 2 weeks ago when we were talking about all the accidents, I'm sure he's proud of me.
He doesn't listen. He doesn't listen.
Well, we don't know.
Maybe
he's in Bangladesh.
I must have been 12 when I found my dad's, and I had no idea they were there. I got out of the shower one day, and the bath towels were in a corner cabinet up top or whatever, and I was like, oh, we don't have a clean towel. So I reached up there and grabbed it out, and when I pulled it, I just wasn't paying attention. I was in a hurry, and like I brought the whole stack out. Underneath all those towels was a stack of old penthouses.
Oh,
and I was like... What in the heck is up here? And I grabbed it out, and I was just like,
"Oh,
my life has never been the same."
I gotta take another shower.
Shower again after that.
I was like, "What is this?" And I just remember looking through it. I'm like, "Whoa, shit is happening!" Yes. Wow.
And I'm betting at that time it was all natural.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, 1970.
Yeah, every one of them looked Afro like they man. Had fucking buckwheat stuck in a headlock. 100%.
I heard it's making a comeback.
Light lock.
I'm not a fan.
No, I mean, that's one comeback that don't need to happen.
No.
I think my first time finding, a large amount of those would have been up north.
Yeah.
You know, there's always that secret library.
Yeah.
And eventually.
It's not a secret in the
show. Well, not now. No. Now it's just there. They're there.
It's the first time we went up to Skeeter's cabin up there, and the giant grocery bag of porno came out, and they put it on the VCR, you know.
Oh, old school.
I was just kind of like, whoa. Huh. And I remember when we went to leave, my dad, like the first things he said, we were pulling out of the driveway, he's like, your mom don't fucking need to know about the shit that we were watching in the cabin.
I remember when you and your dad would come up, we were playing cards. Here you are. You and your dad just staring.
Yeah.
Nothing. Like, fucking come on. We've been watching it all goddamn day, and then you guys show up.
It totally blew my mind. Like, holy shit, this is nothing like our deer hunting camp. I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah, there's certain things that happen up north that stay up north.
Yeah. I just brought them to life, but you know.
Yeah. Right. Now we share it with the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's part of life.
Yeah. Speaking of those kind of things, one of the most embarrassing things I ever had happen. Do you guys remember Mr. Movies over in like the Prangy Way,
mm-hmm.
you know, by Wendy's and all that shit mm-hmm. there, by where the theater is now?
Yeah.
There used to be a Prangy Way.
In that right strip there, mall, there was a Mr. Movies.
Yeah. Okay.
And they had a back room like Family Video. Mm-hmm.
And I was still living at home. I'm pretty sure I was working at Wendy's. I maybe was at Mason. Doesn't matter. And I had gone my first visit into the back room. And
do they have a curtain over it?
I think it was an actual door to go into the back room. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was at the end of a hallway. And so I ventured in there, and I was just absolutely mortified being in there. But I picked like the first movie and just walked out.
He was scared to death. He just grabbed a whole bunch of
movies. I grabbed one, and then I rented like four other movies, you know, to hopefully they don't notice that
Well, they're not going to notice a porno.
And anyways, they let me rent it. And the other ones, I, for some reason, I didn't return that one. I returned all the other movies. I don't know if I forgot it or what, you know.
You wore it out.
Yeah.
Wouldn't rewind anymore.
For some reason, slow motion doesn't work on this anymore. But so I get home. I think I got home from work or maybe from school one day. And my mom was just in the kitchen, like, just waiting.
You know? Oh, she found it.
And she's like, so I got a call from Mr. Movies today. I'm like, yeah. She's like, apparently you have an overdue movie. And instantly, as soon as she said that, I was like, I didn't take that fucking movie back. And I was, but you know, can never let them know that you're sweating. And I was just like, overdue movie? She's like, yes. Look, I rented some movies from there a week or so ago, but I took, it was like, you know, Lethal Weapon and, you know, whatever. I'm like, I returned them all. Well, apparently you didn't fucking return them. And I was just like, no, I said, I don't think so. She's like, oh, I do. She's like, would you like to know the name of the movie?
Oh, yes, please.
That is still overdue. And I was like, she's like, apparently Spanish Chicks with Big Tits is overdue by 4 days. And I just wanted to crawl into a fucking hole and die. It was like one of the worst. I know I had to be as red as a fire engine, absolutely wanted to die right there. And I was just funny. Like, I don't remember renting that, but maybe I did. She's like, yeah, you don't fucking remember renting it. Return the fucking movie.
Mm-hmm. God damn it, Dad.
Yeah, that's what I should have done.
Yeah, but I didn't think Dad was into that shit.
Dad asked me to borrow it for him. I don't know.
Good old Steve.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good old rentals. I must have been. Well, I would have been too young for that store, but yeah, the store that I remember that was available was down at Celebrity.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Movies still had to be there because I mean, I would have been 17 or 18 at that time. So I mean,
yeah, but I would have been 12. 10 or 12, yeah.
Well, right, but I mean, it's not like you never went into Chippewa with your parents or anything.
Oh, right, yeah, no, I mean, I remember going to the Praying Away there, now the movie theater or whatever, but I guess I don't recall that movie store over there.
It was a big movie store.
Was that prior to Blockbuster?
Well, Blockbuster was in a different...
Yeah, no, I know that was over by Pick and Save, but I meant like that time.
Maybe about the same time.
Yeah, it would have been around there. Yeah.
I remember, though, not pornos, but I remember always renting the Faces of Death movies.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Seems scary.
Always at Celebrity.
Yeah. Or that was when they were down across from Hardee's.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Not when they moved down to the distillery down there.
Tannery there.
Yeah.
I liked them because you always got those stickers, you know, like those stamps, so you could get a free rental.
Yep.
Yeah.
Little books.
Faces of Death, or I can still remember when like UFC first started. That shit was uber
like
bloody and brutal. Yeah. Like, oh yeah. I can remember watching some big sumo guy just fucking crush a dude's skull. Yeah. That was
real. Like no
regulations.
I don't think they had them.
No.
So
I think you weren't supposed to bite. I think like that was the only
biting, and I think you had to be careful of the junk.
Yeah.
Other than that,
easy on the boys, gentlemen.
Mike Tyson never got that.
No. I can't wait to watch him fight Jake Paul.
I know.
Oh, I know he is.
I hope he just fucking pounds.
Is he 60 now or something?
Tyson's in his 50s, I believe.
50s, yeah. I think the other guy's going to shit his pants.
Have you seen the videos of Tyson training?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's going to fucking destroy that
game. I hope so, and I hope it's not set. You know, like, I mean, I think
kind of like a publicity Tyson, type yeah, thing.
And that's what I'm worried about. Yeah. But I think Tyson's too old school, or that the publicity shit like that doesn't matter to him, you know. So he's not going to be like, oh yeah, for $12 million, I'll tank the fight. But yeah, I'm excited to see
that. I don't think he'll tank the fight.
No, I think he's got too much pride.
And I think I saw somewhere too that there's not going to be.
It's not on pay-per-view or nothing. Is it?
It's going to be on Netflix.
Netflix, yeah.
But there's not going to be like judges. So like, the only way to win is
KO.
KO. Oh,
good. Yeah. Because when they go to decisions, that's bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But speaking of Mike Tyson, I was just watching a thing on Vegas and like the Hangover, you know, how he was in that movie.
He was.
He did that all on drugs.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Like, it wasn't like a skit. Like, it was just him being on drugs. It was a big story about it. Pretty cool. But he wasn't training or anything like that. You know, he was just living the life of
fame.
Millionaire.
I guess we can maybe go into something I know somebody's super excited to see about.
Emails?
Oh, you want to check some emails?
We got emails. Oh, dude, I'm so excited.
See,
I can't believe we got more emails.
I'm
pretty pumped about it.
Yeah, it's Hicks. Hicks at talesfromthehicks.com.
Hicks at smash that like button.
Bucking.
Well, hey, I had to use the bucket this morning.
Get some square triangles and smash that bucking.
I had to use the bucket. Lacey was in there this morning, so I had to go out into the garage. The
yeah, you can't yell at the wife
much. No, she was inside. I had to go outside.
Well, I have to go outside.
Okay.
What?
Everything all right?
Yeah, carry on.
Okay, well, that was abrupt. Yeah.
Bye.
I don't know what happened. Later. Okay, well.
Well, that's the show, folks. Thanks for tuning in this week. Yeah.
Till next time. I guess it would be 5.5 when we come back.
5.5.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe he's got a shit.
You ever have any crazy house parties? What's this now? Farm and Fleet.
Oh, look at that.
We got the dumplings.
For the
Tales
of the Hicks. Enjoy.
Nice.
Look at this guy.
Skeeter came through.
He did come through.
Dumplings.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Holy cow.
Shit.
Skeeter, we love you.
Thank you. Thank you, Skeeter. No, thank Diamond.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah,
Diamond. Thank you, Diamond. Thank you, Skeeter. Thank you, Skeeter.
Yeah. Yeah, don't worry about my request, but it's not a big deal.
Well, you're part of this group.
What's in here?
Well,
yeah, more dumplings. Holy shit.
Wow, that's awesome.
So I feel like I need to explain. There was an email that we had just gotten.
I'm going to have to leave for a minute.
I don't know why we don't have these going. We're eating them.
We got an email at, 22 minutes ago. It said, delivery has arrived. Your package has been delivered. It's on the front steps.
Oh, my gosh. What,
is he here?
Christy could have come in.
He should have been here.
I don't know.
Oh,
yeah, well, he's probably got to get a chicken feed or something. He's going to go pick up at.
He was going down to Diamonds.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, well, probably to deliver hers. Yeah.
He's got the dump truck full of Diamonds.
Yeah, just a trailer. What's the freezer for? Well, I put some dumplings and stuff in there for you.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That is awesome. It only took 5 weeks, but hey, we got it.
Five weeks.
If we start asking again today, in another 5 weeks, we'll get another batch.
Yep. All right. Maybe they were stuck in the port somewhere.
In the port. Oh, yeah.
All right. So the first email was going is talking about when because we were talking about pizza last week.
Yep.
So they're just giving their insight as to their favorites. Best frozen pizza is Pep's Draft House. I don't know.
New to me.
I've had it.
What that is.
It's good. Yeah.
Local store buy kind of thing, or
yeah, you can get it at like Woodman's or
Ellsworth Creamery's pizza is also good, but you'll need to love cheese.
Well, we're in Wisconsin, right. F&A.
Yep.
Except for Jason, who shouldn't eat cheese, but does anyways, that's neither here nor there.
Because sometimes it'll either make him really have to go or not have to go at all.
Yeah, but usually it really makes him really have to go.
Yeah. That pizza, I... That brings it back
English
to that,
is tough.
Lactose part again.
Triangle squares.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That don't get into the squared circle. Get into the squared triangle.
Triangle squares, fucker. Get it right. Squares.
I can say I've had that pizza, and that email is 100% on point. The cheese is a lot. It is a lot of cheese. I would almost venture, without upsetting people, too much cheese.
Ooh, okay.
I would say it's a good inch and a half thick, I would say the top half inch is cheese.
Nice.
And they're pre-made. They're right.
Where
in the
is
store.
This?
Ellsworth.
Ellsworth Creamery.
Ellsworth.
Yep.
At the ice cream shop?
Yep.
Oh. Yep, they have the ice cream there. They also now have one in Menominee.
Menominee.
Oh, that's even closer.
Right by Anderson.
Actually. But I heard they're not the same.
The ice cream's not the same.
Right by the store you own.
Own, yeah.
Yeah.
The company.
Owner, yeah.
Well, that's good pizza too, yep.
Wood Fire would be Foster's Fireside.
Yeah.
Yep, they're very good.
That's good.
Just my 2 cents on pizza, since I love pizza. Okay, so that brings...
Does it say who it was?
Who it was?
Can we reveal?
Do we want to?
I don't know.
Do we know this person?
Diamond.
Diamond. Oh, really? Nice. Okay.
Thanks, Diamond.
Yeah.
But that... we do this all the time. But this is a Tianjin. I've always
wondered, that's not in our.
We never do that.
We're pretty strict about staying on topic,
right? Squirrel. So she said, "Just my 2 cents on pizza." There's a thing that always has. I've always wondered this.
Now, this is you talking or the email?
This is me talking.
Okay.
The emails can't talk.
His lips are moving.
Oh.
All right. Somebody says, "Penny for your thoughts," but then you put your 2 cents in. You're getting ripped off.
Yeah.
You're overpaying. What happens? Where'd that other penny come from?
Your pocket.
Penny and for you put, your thoughts.
Yeah. There's a penny for your thoughts. And then you put your 2 cents in.
Well, you'd be down a penny.
Yeah.
So you're not really giving 2 cents.
Yeah.
Or you are, but you're getting a penny back.
I guess. Anyway.
I don't know.
Just something to ponder.
Okay.
Deep
I'm done.
Thoughts. By Nate Lytle.
Yeah. This is stuff that keeps me awake at night.
It's nothing to do with those magazines.
magazines.
Nudie magazine.
Nudie magazine.
Let's go on to the next one.
Okay. Next one.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
That's us.
Yep. That's love us. Love the podcast. Nice. Long-time listener, first-time emailer. I have a few questions that I'm hoping your decades of infinite wisdom can help.
Oh, damn,
answer.
They're buttering us up hard.
Yeah. Good night.
Decades of infinite wisdom. I already like them, and I don't know who they are.
We can help. We can help.
Number one, what are your guys' favorite Wisconsin locations to visit? Doesn't necessarily have to be fishing or hunting spots, but your overall best places to visit in Wisconsin in general.
Well, for me, one of my favorite places would be the Minocqua Eagle River area. I absolutely love it up there. Yep.
That's where we went musky fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I always like Duluth area. Superior, I guess.
That's what I was going to say. Duluth, obviously, is not the Wisconsin part. Right. But, yeah, I would have went with Superior Duluth area. So, that's a lot to do up there.
Right.
Door County is another one. There's Door a ton County's to do in Door cool. County. It's mm-hmm. pretty cool.
They have goats on roofs over there.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I like that.
You can see those in Oliva, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. Didn't know that.
Yep. Yep.
I just like to be at the cabin.
Okay.
And that's in the middle of the woods of nowhere. Mm. Or up by that ridge we were talking.
Yeah.
That's my most favorite place to be.
That's enjoyable. The ridge that is a good time
female
there.
I love it. I could just... pitch a tent right there.
Whoa.
Easy, fella.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Dude doesn't even need magazines.
He just, right.
Trees what does it
for nature him. Does it for yeah. him.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the size of that fucking squirrel. Mm-hmm.
But that'd be my happy place, is yeah. right there.
Right. Nothing wrong with that.
Close to the water or?
Yeah, Doe Ridge, man. It's Doe Ridge is what we're talking about.
Yeah. In between the river and Doe Tavernale.
Right, yeah. Right there.
Huh.
Where you can see the water there, yep. the river, and that creek come through. That has to be my spot.
Yeah, very nice.
Tavern Hill.
All right. Now we're getting, this is getting this next question is
same emailer?
Same email, yeah. There's like three or four questions.
Oh, on perfect. Here.
Jeez, nice.
So this next one is just take it with a grain of salt, but how badly are the Packers going to whoop the Vikings next season?
This is a smart fucking person.
Yeah, I tell you that.
Whoever sent in this email.
Apparently, we let anybody
has got
email
a good
us.
Head on their shoulders.
Fucking right.
That's unbelievable. These things.
Honestly,
we should discuss. I mean, they're going to absolutely fucking destroy them.
Both games?
Obviously, yes.
No, it's a split for sure.
We got your
no.
Name. Yeah.
It almost always is.
And quite honestly, I think it has a lot to do with the amount of offseason left to go. I think one team more than the other has a lot of questions to see if they're going to...
The Vikings?
Yeah.
Bless you.
Check some things off. You know, I think they got a couple...
You really think Sam Darnold is going to be the fucking guy?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But that's where I think the draft is going to come into play. And or, you know, I think...
I wondered if they were going to take those picks and try and move up.
And I think they still will. I think they're going to try to work something out with Arizona, to be honest, at number four. And I think they got to figure out what they're doing with Justin Jefferson.
He could go.
I agree. I think if you could get a couple first rounders or even one, two twos, and maybe even a three, or a few picks and a somewhat veteran quarterback, help packing bags. I think that's too much to put in on one guy's shoulder, because in his position, he needs somebody to throw him the ball. Mm-hmm. Without that, he's nothing. No wide receiver is anything without a decent quarterback.
I absolutely despise Jefferson. So,
but I still think it's going to be 50-50 in the year.
Okay,
it has always seemed to be that no matter how good one team is or how good another one is, how bad one is, it seems like they almost always split. For some reason.
I mean, when you say that, what you really mean is no matter how good Green Bay is, it always seems like we split.
All right. Next question.
Yeah.
No, I mean, they these guys have to hang on to that little sliver of hope, right? And that's
that's their Super Bowl every year. Are we going to beat the Packers?
Oh. Our Super Bowl.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. When you've never been to one, I mean.
Right. Oh, no, they've been to plenty. I think five.
Four. I'm sorry. When you've never won one. Four. My apologies. My apologies.
Okay. Yeah, I guess two is more than none, right? Two?
Yeah.
No, one.
No, like four or five or something they had. Because they won the first two.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you want to, I mean.
World.
Yes, you count that. Yeah.
But, you know, I want to look. I'd have to look into this, but the Vikings did win a world championship.
They have. It's you can buy football of it.
It was like the year before the NFL was formed or something like that. Yeah. So, I mean.
Yeah, well, that doesn't count.
Take that.
Sure.
So now we're
was that the year after Moses walked across the fucking shit or what?
We're really, really religious today.
Yeah. Well, it's Sunday.
Didn't he split the water?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh. Pardon ways.
Oh, yeah.
Split the Red Sea.
Yeah, okay.
Jesus walked on water. Whatever. Oh. No, they do. I mean, it is a very good rivalry. And I mean, that it does not matter how good either team is. You never know what's going to happen going into those games. Yeah. But
now the Vikings have Aaron Jones.
That's true.
Yeah. I feel like
revenge.
Like the NFC North, once Jordan Love figured out what was going on, I just feel like the whole NFC North just had to be like, are you fucking kidding me? Mm-hmm. Again.
I would agree.
Again.
I would agree. But I just last week, I think it was, even maybe the week before, a sports talk, not me, was talking about that. And this is their thoughts, not even mine. He's so new to what he was doing. By this time next year, the other teams will figure him out by watching film, that they think he will kind of get knocked down a little bit. I mean, he did seem to have.
I don't feel like
decent.
He, I get where they're coming from, right? Like when you figure out, Jesus Christ, I'm totally drawing a blank. Like the good running quarterbacks, like when they come into the league and everyone's like, doesn't know what to do. And then a year later, they kind of figure it out. But I don't feel like Jordan Love has anything where it's like, oh my God, he does this so good. I just feel like he started to kind of understand everything and the rest of the team too, because they were so young.
Yep.
You know, that I feel like the sky's the limit with them, you know,
But yeah, for sure. I mean, he was new, so there'll be more film on him to watch this year. And yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. But yeah, it was, and he was dropping some dimes.
Yeah, but no, I mean, I suppose as a Packer fan, you know, like you guys, that smart is exciting to see that yet again. I mean, you're going on what, 25 plus years?
Since 1992.
That you got a quarterback where other teams currently, like the Vikings and so many other, are struggling to find that key component. Mm-hmm. They haven't had that struggle.
Yeah, the Vikings went through more quarterbacks in that one game last year than the Packers yeah. have in the last 25 years.
Yeah. I always find the stats where it talks about like how many different quarterbacks like the Bears have had start since 1992 or, you know, other teams that have struggled. And it's like Green Bay, two, you know, or I mean at four or whatever, right, if somebody's hurt, you know. Wow. But I mean, like, it's crazy that they're at 30 and we're at single digits, you know.
Yeah.
All right, number
three. Interesting.
We'll go to number three.
At Packers by a million, sorry.
At the time I'm sending this, the Powerball is over $1 billion. What would you guys do if you won the lottery?
Oh, good question.
Well, we'd. I know. I would obviously pay off the house. But then I don't.
Wow.
Big spender here.
Easy, fella. Easy.
Don't
easy.
Overdo it. You only got a billion.
I don't know. Oh, we maybe get a new studio.
Nice.
A bigger studio. Yeah. 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 But yeah, no, otherwise I don't know what I would do. I'd maybe go on a trip somewhere, but.
I guess to elaborate on his question, what would be your first thing you would honestly do or buy?
I'd pay off my house.
That would be the first thing.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you doing?
I'd like to pay my house off. And then I'm getting a fucking new truck. Probably a 94 Stepside Silverado.
What color?
White. Duh.
System in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shakers?
No, it's 12s.
Oh, you get 12s instead of just the shakers.
Honestly, I said it this
week. Actually, you know what? I would...
No, go ahead.
I would... yeah, well, hey.
Don't mind me.
Good. Hey, how's it feel?
If it feels good, do it.
No, I would probably take Lacey on a honeymoon is what I would do. We haven't done that, so that's what I would. No, it's just that's what I would do. I'd leave the kids at home, of course. But
she must listen to the shows.
Yeah.
But Jason's gonna take me on a honeymoon. Yeah, well, nice. That's what I would do. Hawaii. I'd like to go to. Yeah. But then I'd get my fucking truck.
Perfect. The first thing I would probably honestly purchase is a jet. I would buy a jet. So my travels would be pretty much endless after that. And obviously all that comes into play of paying off my house, you know, giving some back to close friends and family to a point, not just here's money, but I've said this forever. Like if I ever won, like, hey, bring me some of the details of your debt, not just here's $100,000. Cause the odds are you're probably not going to be, I guess, responsible enough to be like, oh, paying this car off, paying my debt off, paying medical. Somebody just give you $100,000. You're probably going to go have a lot of fun. Or I probably would. Mm. But yeah, I would help people out. But yeah, I think I'd buy a jet.
I'd pay what I could with $100,000 and then refinance my house.
I don't think most people, I really don't think most people would. If you just gave them $100,000, here, this is yours, go do what you want with it.
You can't even hardly buy a truck for $100,000. Yeah.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying.
At our age, I think most people would probably be fairly responsible. Right. If that happened in my 20s, definitely
not.
Oh,
no. Yep. Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, it's nothing but hookers and blow, you know. For
nice. State Street, here we come. Nasty Habit is what I was thinking of, that bar, that when you smashed into that girl.
Oh, yeah.
That where you're coming back when you said drunk. I thought you were coming back from the Nasty Habit.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, this was middle of the day. This was in Claremont.
You know the Nasty Habit. Yeah.
I think it's called the Pickle now.
Is it Dirty Pickle?
Dirty Pickle.
So I've given...
That's a nasty bar anyway.
A lot of thought to what I would do if I won the lottery. I could give a fuck less about paying off my house because that's getting sold.
Well, sure. Right.
I'm not living in that fucking place when I'm a... So if it's a billion, you're maybe what, taking home $400 million?
I think they said it was... Well, whatever it's up to now, I think they said the lump sum was $600,000. Or just shy of
600 million.
600 million.
Yeah.
But again, I don't know if it's 1.2 or 3 billion
okay.
right now.
Okay. So yeah. let's just say you're walking out of there with $500 million.
I would do the same thing. I'd buy land somewhere.
And yeah. The house would just get sold.
Bulldoze it.
Honestly, probably one of the first things that I would do is that I would buy a great big RV and a vehicle to tow behind it.
That's an RV.
Yeah. And then me and the family, we would go on a road trip. While we're on the road trip, we would figure out where we're buying land.
Right.
Because for sure, I want land on a lake somewhere that's just moi.
Yeah.
No fucking buddy else.
Right? Your own private lake?
Yeah. I mean, and it doesn't need to be the size of Lake Wissota.
Yeah, it does.
But I want
you got $1 billion.
I want that shit to be just mine. Right.
Right.
And then while we're traveling, Kristen is very good at all the design, whatever, right? She figures out what kind of house we're building. They start working on that. We're traveling the United States, Canada, whatever. We're taking the fucking hell of vacation.
Canada is in the United States?
Not, well, it should be. You know, we should mind.
It was United States, comma, Canada.
Oh.
We're traveling.
We'll have to check.
Because we're on wheels, so we're not flying.
We'll have
so
to check the closed captioning to make sure that
yeah.
that comma is
it was,
there.
It was
we'll
there.
See what that
it was
comes there.
Out
as.
Okay.
Check the translation.
But anyways, that's what I would do is just go on a hell of a vacation in an RV, see the country, go wherever we wanted, you know, while our new home base gets built. The other thing that I would do, and my wife and I have debated this topic a lot, is I always said, and I've revised this, but I would pick at least 4 or 5 buddies and give them a boatload of cash. Kristen disagrees with that. We're both in agreement that you pay off your parents' debt, your family is set up for life, right? You take care of them. But I always said I would give a bunch of buddies some money because when I call up Jason and say, hey, the peacock bass are spawning on the Amazon, let's go fishing. I don't want to hear, sorry, I got to work.
Sure.
That's no fun. Right.
Like you're telling me.
I mean, obviously Kristen and I are going to do tons of stuff together, but there's shit that I want to do that she doesn't and vice versa. Yeah. And if you don't have friends that can go do that with you, what fucking fun is that?
Right? Yeah, good point.
However, if you just gift people a lot of money, taxes fucking. So what I would do is hire my buddies.
Oh.
Nate, I'm going to give you $150,000 a year and you're going to be my assistant. What does that really mean? I'm probably never going to ask you to do anything.
Right.
But when I call you up and say, hey, they just opened a sweet new golf course in Scotland. Mm. Let's go fucking hit it up. That's what we go do, right? I would employ several of my buddies as whatever.
Right.
You know, I've got a money guy to handle all that bullshit.
Right.
But that way, when I want to go do something,
yeah.
I got people available that I can just call them up and, you know, we go do whatever.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Like it.
I would do that. Actually, Lacey and I were just talking about that the other night. I'd buy a shit ton of land somewhere and just build a fucking house in the middle of it. And
yeah. I mean, we'd probably, whatever. If you got half a billion, I mean, I'd probably have more than one, you know, but
well, right.
I would for sure want something up north and with all the wheelers and snow machines and all of the things,
all
you
the
know,
shit you need,
and then we'd have something somewhere warm because the wife likes that. And, you know,
but, so do I.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Caribbean.
Well, I don't care. Warm.
Jason would have a fucking personal body heater invented and installed into his fucking body.
Probably his ass.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
just filter.
Why do you always have to go there?
Just heating it up.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's hot enough.
I'm going to have to revise my bucket situation. That heater's got to
work. Yeah, you could get rid of the... Would you get rid of the bucket? Not will you, would you?
Every room in Jason's house would have a bathroom off of it. Every
just a
single
in it.
Room.
Just
I might even install a bidet. Ooh. A heated bidet.
Jason's got a 6-bedroom, 32-bathroom cabin on Lake Lytle.
Yeah, that's right.
Bidets. I love it.
Bidets. Love it. Heated water, everything, seat. Oh, nice.
You think you'd like the bidet?
I don't know.
Have any of you ever used one?
No,
I have not.
I haven't.
I haven't either.
I don't know if I don't know what I don't know how I'd feel about that.
Well, I think that'd be weird.
Everybody I've known that has or used one absolutely swears by.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Like,
but I've never used one.
No. For number twos, like there's just number straight, just car wash, no wiping.
Well, I think you still wipe afterwards. And it's not like it's got brushes that come up and knock the barnacles off.
The new one, after you win the Powerball,
it's going to have washes. So there's brushes that come up and scrub your butt inside your butt cheeks.
Undercarriage.
Yeah.
Undercarriage at the car
wash. Underwash.
Who has to clean the brushes?
Not me.
I'm a billionaire. Yeah.
Clean those brushes, bitch.
Use your tactic and hire somebody.
Nathan?
That's Nate's job.
Nate, what are you doing?
Clean the brushes.
Nate, this is Chad. Need my brushes cleaned, buddy. I only call you 4 times a year. This is one of them. Grab your toothbrush and come on over, son.
Woofed up. Enjoy.
How about, bidets, do you guys use the wet wipes after you do the duty?
I do not.
I think those are a game changer.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dude wipes?
Yeah, no, that's too expensive. You can just get baby wipes.
You can't, because you can't flush baby wipes. You're not supposed to, at least.
Oh, especially on a septic. Yeah, I wouldn't be. No. I'd be hesitant even doing the dude wipes on a septic.
On a septic, yes, but city sewer,
no.
Fine.
No, they go in the garbage can.
After you shit on them?
I wipe it.
It's the first, same bag.
Toilet paper.
Well, yeah, but there's still.
So you what? Okay.
You wipe your ass that's got shit on it and you throw it in a garbage can?
Toilet paper goes in the toilet.
But you just said about the dude wipes.
Yeah.
Or the baby wipes, sorry.
You clean it first. Then you use the wipe.
Should we just go on to the next? Yeah. I don't know what the hell.
I don't know how dirty your ass is, but I mean.
Pretty dirty.
Obviously. Well,
it's got shit on it.
I mean, when I wipe my butt, there's poop on the toilet paper.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You just do a one wiper?
No.
Yeah, a couple.
Right? I go dry, wet, dry.
Oh.
That's my rotation.
And it doesn't. The second dry doesn't get caught up in the moisture of the first wet one.
Well, the whole point of the second dry is to absorb the moisture from the wet, so you're not wet, left with swamp ass later on in the day. That's my move.
I would like to point out, though, to everyone that before we start recording, we talk about kind of what we are maybe going to talk about. This was not.
Not even close. We could maybe put it in a house party, but.
Yeah. Speaking of that, we have a whiteboard here that you guys can't see with topics and stuff on it. I think we should start a tally here on the whiteboard. Episodes where pooping was discussed, because I don't think we've had one episode.
No, it's 5 for 5.
Where we haven't. And I don't just mean mentioned. I mean discussed.
Everybody does it.
I hope you like shitting, because we talk about it a lot.
Here.
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting.
All right.
Okay.
So that I might have to bring those out into the woods maybe next time.
Well, yeah.
That would be.
So that
what
all.
What was that swing? That swing called the
crap strap.
It's
not a shit rope.
Nope, not a shit rope.
But you know, I was thinking about that after you said that, and I looked at it. I don't think I would have time to ratchet that around a tree. That's no. I don't have time to do all that shit.
Okay.
I would have. I barely have enough time to get my orange off and saddle up against a tree and go.
Okay.
So you'd almost have to do that plan ahead, I guess. But sometimes you gotta walk and.
I would have to say most people do not face the type of dire straits that you do on an everyday basis. I don't think that's the norm. I could be wrong here.
No, I usually get more time.
Most people kind of like, probably need to poop. Not I'm gonna shit right now. I don't think that's how most people's worlds work, you know. It doesn't go from zero to cold brownish yellow instantaneously. I can see how the crap strap maybe wouldn't be for you.
No.
This all fell under that question.
This all started with what we would do if you're a billionaire.
Maybe if I was a billionaire, I'd have a crap strap on every tree. So
maybe if you were a billionaire, you could get some pills and not be lactose intolerant anymore.
Oh.
Yeah. Probably have your own doctor figure it out.
A doctor.
So this was, all right. Because there's a whole nother email yet after this.
Oh, perfect. This is a good session.
This is still the second person.
Yeah, just some food for thought. Keep up the great work and thanks. And I'm not sure, I'm hoping one of you understands what this reference is, because I have no idea. Is a P.S. testicle cheesecake face.
I already assumed that's who that email was from, but that confirmed it.
Okay. I see it at the bottom. I'm like, testicle cheesecake.
That's face. Dave.
Yep. Dave from Eau Claire.
Yep.
We used to go
bowling once in a while, and I, you know, being the asshole that I am, I guess, would always try and fuck with Dave while he was bowling to make him miss his shots or whatever. He bowled league, is much better bowler than I. So one day we were bowling in Cadott, and he got up to throw, and I don't even know how it came into my head or whatever, but just as he was getting ready to throw, I went, testicle cheesecake face. And of course he completely lost his shit, got a ball, you know, whatever. But ever since then, it's just been our thing, testicle, I guess, is testicle cheesecake face.
All right.
Yeah. So that was a high school thing, I believe.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
All right. So here's one more. Since Easter was fairly recent, instead of talking about the Easter bunny, you all should talk about Jason's beer bunny.
Beer bunny.
Huh. I'm unfamiliar.
Huh.
Do you know what wear a beer bunny suit?
I used to wear a bunny suit.
Is it a beer bunny?
Mm-hmm.
Were you drinking?
I was drinking. There was a lot of alcohol involved that day.
Really? Is it a full body?
It was fully loaded. My boots were plumb full.
No, I mean, is it like a full body bunny costume?
Sure, was it pink?
Pink.
Okay.
Yep. Wow.
Mm-hmm. What's that show called where you shoot your eye out?
Christmas Story.
That's what it looked like. Huh. And I had a mask thing that was pink.
Wow.
That particular day.
Did your bunny outfit have a trap door on the back in case of emergency?
Huh?
Wow.
No. It was started out, we were drinking. I think it was his birthday, because his birthday is right around that time coming up here shortly. And we were drinking, and it was flowing like wine, you know. Just one of those days we didn't plan it. It just happened.
Those are usually the best.
Yep. Holy, did I get fucked up bad.
Huh?
And then they're like, hey, we should go down to the distillery. Okay, well, next thing I know, there's this bunny suit. Fuck yeah, I guess what I'm going to do. I'm putting that fucker on. Well, there I stood out by the distillery downtown there, waving at everybody, honking the horn, doing the semi-honk, fucking people honking. There was this one truck. He went through. He was going out west of town. And I was waving and honking. They were honking, and they went by. And they were like, what the hell's going on there? Mm-hmm. And they literally came back, and they pulled in. Like, something was happening.
Yeah, it was.
I was there.
You were happening.
Oh, I was. I was the life of the party. Yeah, I was... people were buying me drinks that I didn't need. Yeah. And I don't know what day. It was still maybe 9 o'clock. I came home. Actually, I was sitting at the table and I had enough.
Yeah.
And they brought me back home. I made it in the house and fuck.
That was it.
Mm-hmm.
Laid out.
I called dinosaurs. I laid down for maybe 30 seconds and I was on the merry-go-round and...
Oh, I've been there.
I put my hand in front of my face and just all over the wall in the kitchen.
The house?
In the bathroom and all over the toilets.
Too bad you didn't have a bucket.
Yeah. Me. Lacey just laughed and she cleaned it up. And
wow, what a saint.
Mm.
My wife would have said, when you sober up, that mess will be there for you to pick up.
Rightfully so. Fucking doing laundry and shit.
Ugh.
Fucking bad deal. Yeah, that was a first and last time I ever wore that bunny suit. Huh. Because I know what happens when that gets put on. But it was a good time. I mean, I was up and down those steps and people buying me drink. My picture was taken. Actually, I think I made their board down there.
Do you still have the bunny suit?
Not that particular one.
Oh.
No, that was the it neighbor. Got puked on. No. That was the neighbor ladies, and I ended up getting the real one from that show.
Yep.
But I don't have the.
Can you wear that for one of our podcasts?
You should do that every year down there. Maybe start a skit with that. Yeah,
start a tradition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we can have a live broadcast.
Actually, they had a lot of people that came in there that day.
Yeah.
It was, I made them stop.
That's perfect.
All right. Maybe it doesn't you take can
make
much
money.
That's what it's going to have to be if I do that.
It's Easter. I'm putting on a bunny suit and getting fucking hammered.
Mm-hmm.
Ham sauced.
Yeah, right. So they're like, Jason, you should moon them. Well, of course I couldn't because it's all one piece. Oh, did somebody knock on the door?
I don't think so.
I didn't hear anything.
Oh, maybe not. But anyway, they're like,
you couldn't hear a dump truck driving through a nitroglycerin plant.
Maybe.
What movie is that from?
I mean, if somebody did not come in, I mean, it's not my house, but come in.
Come on in. No?
All right, good story. All right. But anyway, they're like, oh, you should, you know, shake your ass at them. Well, I kid you fucking not. The very first person I did that to was a priest. And I'm not fucking sure. He was driving by. He had his white or his black thing on with the little white on his throat there. And he looked at me like, what in the fuck is that?
Did he say, praise Jesus. Oh. Can I get an amen from the congregation?
Mm-hmm. I would imagine he did. He had to do a couple of rosaries when he got back.
Our Father, Holy Christ.
Oh, man, that was a fucking drunken mess.
Dear Lord, it's been 3 hours since my last confession.
That's been a long time ago since that happened, though. Since I did that.
Yeah.
That's been...
Elmer's birthday is the 21st of April.
Sure is. Right.
So was it at Easter, before Easter, after Easter?
I don't fucking remember.
Well, Easter changes every year.
Well, because we live next to Bruce and Colleen there, right? So, I mean, and we lived there for 20 years. So we got to, and they would come over and whatever. And God damn it. It was just one of those days that, I mean, I never planned it. We were just drinking and.
Remember that, like Ben said, or whoever, that were the good ones.
One thing left at least another.
I get sick pretty much every single time that I drink. That's why I don't do it very often, because it's a guarantee that I'm going to get sick. But yeah, those days when it's like, we got plans, we're going out, I'm getting fucked up, like never happens.
No, you're drinking soda.
But like for some reason, something goes on and you stop to have a beer and it's like, oh my God, the nectar of the gods is what this is. Mm-hmm. You know, and next thing you know, you got your arms wrapped around a toilet fucking. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought I was by the toilet, but I didn't quite make it. Yeah.
That happens.
Mm.
It's worse when it happens in your car.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Well, I've done that.
Hopefully you're not driving.
I was driving.
Oh.
When I worked in Menominee at the CC, lots of times after work, we'd stop down to Lakeside. And I stopped down there after work one night. And like I always did, I would always have one beer and then switch to soda because I knew I had to drive back to Eau Claire or wherever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And had my one beer. Ate a couple baskets of popcorn from the popcorn machine at the bar, had a couple Mountain Dews, hit the road. I had just gotten on to 94 and heading towards Eau Claire, and all of a sudden it hit me. I was like, I'm going to be fucking sick, and I only had one beer. And I don't know why or what happened. I started pulling over to the side of the road, and I did not make it. And I put my hand up to try and stop it, and all I did was shoot it. Because, I mean, it was projectile vomiting. Yeah. It wasn't just like, I mean, it was like a fucking fire hose, dude. And all that hand over my mouth did was just like, shoot it straight up onto my roof. And I immediately realized what happened. And that was a bad idea. Brought my hand down. And then it went windshield, dash, steering wheel. And finally, I get pulled over, right? And the mess was just, and I had two baskets of popcorn. So everything is fucking popcorn hulls and chunks. That was one of the worst things I've ever had to clean up in my entire life. And I'm in my vehicle, so I have nothing.
Yeah.
So I go into my trunk. Oh, cool. Here's an old flannel shirt. Grab the flannel shirt to wipe down my windshield so I can see. Get the big chunks off my dash so I can see my fucking speedometer.
Right.
Go home. Next morning, go out and look at my car, and every crevice that you didn't even think about your vehicle having, like your steering wheel and the buttons on your steering wheel, all the crevices on your dash for the heater, and all were packed full of little bits of popcorn. And I've sat in there for hours with toothpicks and Q-tips. And
there would have been a car fire.
And it rolled down my windshield into the heater thing, into the vents, so it... For like probably 2 months, it smelled, and it was awful.
That would have been going to the dealership and at the very least getting a professional clean detail.
It got detailed by B. Hakes himself.
There would have been a car fire on the side of 94.
Oh, that was bad.
What happened? I dropped my cigarette. I don't know.
It was
up in flames.
Up in smoke.
Yeah. Good tour, I heard.
Lacey, she doesn't drink hardly ever. Ever, she doesn't. Well, we were at in Menominee. Must be a place on Menominee. Something in the water over there. But it was Elk Point Resort or something. You know where that is?
Container.
Yeah. Well, holy fuck. She was some girls. There's some ladies. They were having some party. It was actually it was a Sunday maybe.
Sunday fun day.
Maybe it was Saturday. I don't know. But the Packers were going to play anyway. So I don't know if it was playoff games or whatever the hell it was. But they didn't play till 3 o'clock. So, and this was like 10 in the morning or something like that. So we get over there. And like I said, she doesn't drink. So she was like, oh, you want something to drink? She's like, yeah, I'll have a Captain Morgan. I'm like, well, fuck, I'm going to have a Bloody Mary. So I was drinking my Bloody Marys and she was doing her Captain Morgan. And she was sipping it out of a straw. Or I shouldn't say sipping. Sucking it.
Yeah, she was.
It was gone. I'm like, oh. All right. So I got her another one and. Got me another Bloody Mary, whatever. Well, holy fuck. She got fucked up bad. It was so fucking awesome. It was great, right? So we get back in the truck, and she kicks back in the chair, puts her feet up on the dash, up on the windshield. We didn't get out of the driveway, and then we only had to go maybe 200 yards up to the, in her head, bam, against the passenger window. She slammed like, passed out, right? Ugh. And then all she could do is just roll her head back to me. I love you. Wham! Fucking head would go back. It was, I fucking laughed. I don't know how many times. I love you so much. Bam! I get back in the fucking, well, because then I switched over. Once I seen what was going on, I switched to soda, you know, because I had to drive and it was responsible. Well, she was sitting on the pool table, right? We were talking. We were all gathered around the pool table, and she was up there and sitting there. Well, she wanted to jump down off the pool table. Well,
didn't work so well.
Not very good because she forgot to put her feet out. Oh. So she jumped right square onto her knees and then proceeded to go into the chairs against the bar, and fucking those went flying everywhere.
There's no.
That was the last time. I think that was the last time she drank. I think.
Yeah. Is it the last time she was welcomed at that bar?
Well, they keep saying they want to go back, girls' night out. I'm like, fuck, go for it.
Yeah.
Here's a helmet.
Have fun. Right,
Some knee pads and a helmet. Go nuts, sweetie.
Good times. Yeah. It was a good time. I'm glad to see her do that. You know, let her hair down a little bit. You got to do that.
Yep.
Honestly, the last time I got drunk was my surprise 40th birthday party. That's the last time I was
drunk. At the VF? VFW?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was in July. That was a good time.
Yeah. That's the last time I was drunk.
That's probably the last time I smoked a cigar.
I can't say that.
I want to get some of those when we go kayaking. Yeah. Some cigars. Fuck yeah. That's a good time.
Let me know. I can hook you up.
Did you ever try that one from Dominican?
Mm-hmm.
Was it good? Was it good?
Yeah.
It made me think, the cigar and then his hat.
Yeah.
Made me think of that.
Was it, what kind did you get? I don't remember either, but Landon bought a couple for my dad, too. I wonder if they're the same.
I don't know.
Yeah, that was 5 years ago. That's the last time I was drunk.
Oh, yeah.
I would smoke Miami Sweets.
Oh, yeah.
S-U-I-T-E. Sweet. Oh, yeah. Those
different than the Swisher.
Yeah, it was sweet, but it was different. It didn't have the plastic tip on it or nothing.
Wood tip, that's what you got to go with.
Wooden tip?
That's what I used to smoke way back in the day.
Yeah.
Horrible, but I thought it was cool.
But the big ones that you got there, those are good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the shit out of those.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any?
No.
He probably had the Marb.
Oh. Yeah.
back then. Were you smoking 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Were you? Yeah. Do you still smoke?
No, I quit.
Just cigars now.
Mm-hmm. You know, ironically, though, he was the one that got me started smoking.
Anyway. Fake news.
It's real. I remember on my 18th birthday, because, well.
Yeah, I'm sure you waited till the 18th birthday to smoke.
No, I did.
Nate didn't. No, I might have been a couple months early.
It was more than that. He used to pay me to buy them for him.
Two months, maybe, I was after 18 when I started smoking. It was Camel. But Camel Lights, you know, Joel the Camel.
Oh.
Oh, fuck.
Marv Ultra Lights were mine of choice.
Yeah, that's what I switched to. No, not Ultra, just regular Marv Lights. Yeah,
mine were Marv Ultra Lights.
I think it was on my actual 18th birthday, though. I stopped down at the Holiday downtown, picked up a pack for him, picked up a pack for me, and a couple lottery tickets or something just because I could.
Yep.
And then I was a smoker.
I still, like, if I'm around, like, Woofed or one of my buddies who smokes, like, I'll still bum him off of him. But otherwise I don't.
Nice.
But, yeah. They still taste delicious when I steal one from them. Oh, yeah.
I'd probably puke if I had
delicious.
One.
Delicious.
It gives me a headache. If I have a cigarette now, it'll give me a headache.
No. Like, Woofter was up, when we went up to Red this year, Woofter was up there, and I probably bummed 5 or 6 off them. I don't know, but yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Still just as good as I remembered. Except for now, after I smoke one, I can barely walk because you get that buzz, you know?
Sure.
Because I never smoke anymore except for cigars, so. Mm. Yep.
All right. Well,
we're done already.
I mean,
I was just going to tell Chad about a crazy house party I seen him at his parents' old house because they weren't there.
Oh, yeah.
We got to save that.
That could be, yeah.
Cliffhanger.
Yeah,
Cliffhanger.
I'm excited to hear about it. You saw me at a house party.
I think I remember that.
And my parents weren't there?
Your parents were not there.
No, I want to think, because we were down at Tice's and we walked down. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited to hear about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was there.
Yeah,
I don't think it was Diamond.
Mm-hmm. It was my house party?
It was at your house, your parents' house.
Holy shit, I can't wait until next week. It's going to be a good time. So then next week, that will be a topic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
House party.
Cool. We'll keep those emails coming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Hicks at TalesFromTheHicks.com.
Yeah.
Well, another, I guess, thing, if you go on the website, TalesFromTheHicks.com, there's shirts and stickers.
I already got my first order in.
And then you can.
Yeah, I've seen those sweatshirts.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sweatshirts, yep.
I ordered a shirt and a sticker.
Nice.
Yeah, we had two orders. Yeah, we had yours and another one. But yeah, that's available, up and running now too. There's the same spot where you listen to the shows. There's a player on the website too.
Yeah, we appreciate everybody who listens.
Absolutely.
Like, subscribe, share, do all the things.
And what is it?
What is it?
Smash that like button.
There it is. Smash that like button.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Perfect. All right.
Share with your friends and the people you don't know.
Yeah. Yep. Especially the ones you don't know.
Yeah. Yep.
Perfect.
All right. Well, you guys have a good week.
Yeah, all right, you too.
See you next week.
Yep. Right. Adios.
Bye.